Here is another short take from the Christian Worldview with David Wheaton.
Ken Ham joins us today. Do you sense an increase in God rejection that really began to gain momentum or gain acceleration in last year in 2020 and has continued into this year? And if you do, why now?
When we look at all these issues, and as Avery said in that particular preface, that we're going to see other headlines and we're going to see things even worse, we've got to stand back and say, now, what is really going on here? Because I think a lot of people, what they tend to do is focus on these as all individual problems. But they're not individual problems. They're actually all the same problem. They're different symptoms of the problem. And what we need to do as Christians is to be able to analyze, okay, what is the problem then? And the problem really comes down to this. The problem comes down to the fact that a battle began in a garden 6,000 years ago, and it was a battle between God's word and man's word. Adam, you obey my word and don't eat the fruit of the tree, whereas the devil came and said, did God really say? In other words, don't believe God's word. And so this battle is really between a worldview built on God's word and a worldview built on man's word. And that's what's important for us to understand. And so when you're looking at the worldview clash we see happening right before our very eyes from what we would expect as Christians, what's right, what's wrong, what's good, what's bad, who determines truth, and we're seeing a clash with those who are saying that they can do this or that, and so it goes on. We're seeing an increase in moral relativism because we're seeing an increase in the younger generations who have abandoned the foundation of the Word of God. You know, if you go back in history, you know, America has never been a Christian nation. You can't say any nation has been a truly Christian nation, but it's been very Christianized. The whole Western world has been very Christianized. And if you look in America, you know, many of the founding fathers were Christians, but those that weren't, they still had a Judeo-Christian ethic that came out of the Bible. And so, therefore, you know, when you looked at the culture as a whole, even if people weren't Christians, they would still think marriage was a man and a woman and abortion was wrong and there were two genders, male and female. But as you have generations now that have abandoned God's word, and in fact, what's happened through the education system, the media, through our universities and so on, generations have been taught there is no God, the Bible's not true, science has disproved the Bible, and 90-95% of kids from church homes have gone to public schools where this is what they've been taught, because any veneer of Christianity really has been ripped out of the public schools. I mean, for the older generations, there was a veneer of Christianity. You know, the Bible was there in the public schools, and people were allowed to hear about creation, and they adopted more of a Christian morality, and you could sing Christmas carols and have prayer at assembly or prayer on graduation night or something like that. But that's all gone. And the more we've seen those generations who have been raised up with a foundation that man determines truth, and many of those that went to church have come to our churches and been told, you don't need to believe Genesis, doesn't matter, you can believe what you're taught at school, just trust in Jesus. Well, you can't impose the Christian message on top of people who have the wrong foundation for it. They'll end up building a new worldview consistent with their foundation. And you can describe it this way, Judges 21:25. When there's no king, when there's no absolute authority, everyone does what is right in his own eyes. We're looking at a generational change that has occurred. And I believe the church is very much at fault for what has happened, for not raising up generations standing on God's word beginning in Genesis. And that generational change that has occurred, we now have Generation Z as a post-Christian generation and moral relativism permeating the culture. And so now what happens is anything goes except the absolutes of Christianity. It's that worldview clash of the secular worldview versus a truly Christian worldview. So what we're looking at are the symptoms of a problem. And the problem is we now have the younger generations that are being really taught to build their thinking on man's word, not God's word.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview with David Wheaton. To find out more about the Christian Worldview, order resources, make a donation, become a monthly partner, or contact us, visit thechristianworldview.org. You can also call us at toll-free 1-888-646-2233 or write to us at Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331. That's Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331.